The 38-year-old man accused of sending ricin-laced letters to a federal judge and the Spokane Post Office had an active social media presence, but his online profiles contained no hints at a grudge toward the federal government. This was also not his first run-in with the law. Jessica Robinson reports.
Federal agents in hazmat gear searched Matthew Ryan Bouquet's apartment last Saturday for evidence related to ricin, a dangerous toxin made from castor beans. Arthur Meredith lives in the same complex. He says Bouquet's neighbors don't know a lot about him, and police haven't told them much.
That was the uncomfortable part, was living here, living right next to it. I'm sitting there, it's a nice day, the windows are open, and nobody's willing to give me any information.
In 1998, Bouquet pleaded guilty to committing indecent liberties with a 10-year-old girl in Spokane. He served time in jail and was required to register as a sex offender, though Bouquet is no longer on the list. 2 years later, he filed for bankruptcy. On his Facebook page, Bouquet often posted about the ups and downs of the economy, college basketball, and new cell phones. One of his likes is the Spokane Police Department. The month before he was arrested, he posted about spending his Saturday at the Home and Garden Show in Spokane. Bouquet was born in Bogota, Colombia, though in one online profile, he says he was adopted into a religious U.S. family. In several court documents, he made a point of crossing out portions of the form that applied to non-U.S. citizens. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.